You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly. Weekdays, 10 to 4 p.m. Tune in to what's hot in the professionals' world with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Shekana Haley. Hello, Shekana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Could you just start off, I guess, by telling me and my listeners just a little bit about your business and what services you provide?
My business is Innerlight Holistic and Prenatal Birth Doula Services. And through Innerlight, I provide some prenatal counseling and even postpartum counseling for families and as they prepare for childbirth, and empower moms to really engage their bodies for their reproductive throughout their reproductive life cycle. So that's where some more of the life coaching comes in that I do, and so they have womb wellness and the overall presentation
and you're
positive
with,
presentation for their family.
And you're with the mother to be through the entire process.
Yes. Well, from the time that they hire me.
Right.
Of course. But yes.
So you go into the hospital room where the baby's actually going to be birthed.
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, I begin at home. So some are home births. I attend home births and hospital births. So I'm with them from the time that they feel like they need me to come.
Right.
To their home, and I assist them with laboring with their own body first before they go to the hospital after the baby is born postpartum. Yeah.
How long have you been in business?
Oh, okay. So that's two different questions. It's a split question. So I've been assisting and around as a doula before I actually officially started my business in 2003 was my training, so that's when I started officially training, but I started assisting in 1996.
Oh, wow.
So
you've been doing this a while.
But my formal business, when I moved to Georgia, I created my business formally. I still have the name, but in 2011, 2012.
What's the name of your business?
It's Innerlight Holistic Prenatal and Birth Doula Services.
And you primarily work out of the Atlanta area?
Yes. I'm from the D.C. area, from Virginia, so I used to provide services there. But I've really grown my business while I've been in Atlanta, the Atlanta metro area, yeah.
What inspired you to start your business or to get into the doula life coaching area of work?
Well, I've always been an advocate of women's empowerment through reproductive health and
right.
life cycle. I'm a sociologist. I research the sociology of birth and reproductive health and social justice. So I do, that's my other side of my life. So that's always been there. But my initial came through supporting, so in 1996 was me supporting my best friend and her husband. Just not knowing I was doing dual work at the
right.
time through their home birth of my godson at that time. And then a year later, I myself had a doula, and she had a doula, and she had home birth midwives.
Oh, wow.
And then I myself had my son a year later and had a doula. And that just kind of, it built from that point on. So
right.
just seeing the beauty of birth and how women can really with the holding sacred space for them through their family and their providers can really have a positive birth outcome.
Now, how many in your 20 plus years of business here? How many little babies have you seen come into this world?
Not that many compared to others, because
right.
As I said, I'm a sociologist. So I've been in school off and on. I've been raising my son off and on.
Right.
So at this point, it hasn't been like the hundreds that some women have in a few years.
Wow.
There are women who have hundreds of births, and they've been in less time than me.
Oh, wow.
So I've been doing part-time more so. Because I really like to click with my, be in tune with my families, as
right.
I call it.
Yeah.
But I've done about 85 births.
Oh my Lord.
So that's not many for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, let's just say, I mean, this is hypothetical, of course, but if I'm a new mother and I'm looking for a doula, what can you expect from this service as far as if they're new and maybe skeptical or not really sure what it is?
Well, the first thing, I mean, to the doulas provide continuity of care. That's the key part.
Right.
So your doctor and your nurses, your doctor isn't really there. They come, they're there with you, as you see them monthly, of course, through your prenatal.
But you're in, you're out.
And then they're in and out of the room at the hospital.
Right.
And even your midwife, I mean, is there in and out of the room. But we provide that emotional, physical, educational, and advocacy that you need for you to have the birth the way, you know, moms and families to have the birth the way they want to birth. So what we don't do is anything medical.
Right.
But the key thing that people don't understand, the largest part of birth for women is an emotional journey. So
right.
What we do is provide that continuity of care that gives them consistency of someone who knows what they what their issues are, because there are a lot of blocks that stop birth because of emotional blocks. So it's that getting, you know, being aware of your options, that's the educational part,
right.
Reminding them of their options, but also helping them to navigate through the hugest thing, fear. Fear
right.
of the unknown.
Yes.
So that's the major part of birthing. And then, of course, helping them with the physical aspect, comfort measures throughout, and how to use your body as it is created to do, to birth as long as you can without any intervention in a healthy way. And then they make other decisions after that.
Do you also help support the family? I mean, is the whole family kind of involved in this process?
Yes. So now there are different types of doulas. So there's the prenatal and labor doula, which I've primarily focused on, and I do the initial postpartum.
Right.
So just to give you a sense of, so I'm helping the dad prepare how he can engage and be more engaged with a partner. It doesn't have to necessarily be a male figure. It could be the partner.
Right.
But helping to prepare emotionally and physically for things that they have to do for preparing for labor, pregnant, and even during pregnancy. But during birth, you know, many times I'll have to, you know, support the family. I've helped a grandmother who was the sole support for this one young lady, and she was concerned about her. I made sure they make sure they eat. It's a long process.
Right.
So make sure they're eating or being engaged in some way, checking on them, or giving them activities to do. Because sometimes just, I know my mother during my labor, she cooked the whole time.
Right.
I gave her something to do. And that's what I talk to when I'm doing a birth plan with the family. I say, are there people that you want to be around but not necessarily in the room? Give them something to do. They have a role. Then they're not as anxious and kind of watching the watch pot boil.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess during the birthing process, sometimes you just kind of forget, well, you know, what are we going to eat? Like, these things matter.
Exactly.
You know, you have to, yeah, absolutely. Well, Shekinah, we've come to the end of our 8-minute segment. I can't think of a better way to end it. That was a fantastic segment. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.